You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's another favorite Thursday. We give God praise for this day. We must continue to be built by God's word once we start our walk with the Lord Jesus. We must not depart from his word, the word of God, as we learned previously at Bethel Encounter, the building materials. The word of God is the building materials needed. Your scriptures are the building materials needed for building up the believer. As we saw, I think, in Anointed Tuesday, Acts 20:32, being built up by the word of God so that we can lay hold on inheritances which are purposed for us as believers, amongst them that are sanctified. So we saw that there are believers who benefit from the inheritances, and these are those who are built by the word of God. So Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, we must not only receive the Lord Jesus Christ, but we must walk in him, not outside him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as we have been taught. And of course, we must teach others as well to do the same. It's a favorite Thursday and you are blessed to be here. Today, our prayer is centered on build up in favor and faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. We find here situation concerning the soul of the subject matter. And reflecting upon this scripture, we see that God builds his favored ones on the foundation of faith and humility. Faith and humility. How can you build up someone who is already built? Until, as Jesus says, we ought to come into the kingdom as a child. You cannot come full of garbage and expect to be built up. You must come empty. You must come humble to set aside any other ideology or any other belief and to accept what the Lord Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth, according to Colossians 1, he himself made all things for himself. He created us all. All things were made by him and for him. So we are his building. He created us. So when he is coming with his wisdom for our lives, we cannot resist it with the garbage, any other thing that contradicts what he has for us. And so humility is of essence if we ought to be built up, or if we wish to be built up, or we desire to be built up, we ought to be humble. We ought to be humble. And that is where faith can come into action. We know from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that according to, when it comes to faith, you check Hebrews 11 and you see that no, you cannot be proud and exercise faith. You must first know that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So there's someone who supersedes, or who is above you, for which you must let everything go and rather subscribe to what he says and what he instructs. Faith can never operate without humility. And that is one thing that we need to understand as we reflect on God's word. When our faith is strong and our hearts are humble, the favor of the Lord in our lives increases and becomes stable. Not shaky, but stable. But the just shall live by his faith. And you see that the just there, there's a sense of uprightness which is required. Because the sentence before that, it was addressing the need for uprightness. And so the just shall live by his faith, even as he remains upright. And that is why humility is of essence. So that faith can be in its full force. It can manifest fully, or it can fully deliver that which is required. Our first prayer today, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4, this favorite Thursday. We read that by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. The fear by humility are the fear of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. When humility and the fear of the Lord are positioned in our hearts correctly, riches, honor, and life, we will never chase after them, but they will chase after us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so today we are praying that Father in heaven, work humility and godly fear in me so that riches, honor, and life in Christ Jesus, not outside Christ Jesus, riches, honor, and life in Christ Jesus follow after me and not the reverse. In Jesus' mighty name, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Lord, according to Proverbs chapter 22, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Lord Jesus, we cry out unto you. Lord, we cry out unto you wherever we are deficient, Lord, even in humility and in godly fear. We pray in the name of Jesus, crying out to you, because Lord, even the heart of a king, it lies only in your hands. It is only you who has control over our hearts. For the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Our hearts without you are desperately wicked. We cry out unto you in the name of Jesus, that you touch our hearts, that you fill us, Lord, with humility and godly fear. We are weak, you are strong. Help us, Lord. Across the ministry, Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. Maya Kabaraba, Aeke Bedebea Babo Shande Debe, Akazian Dodea Basan de Kebedea Badaba, Mayan Dodo Bosebe Debe, Ayake Bedebe, that we will not chase after riches, honor, and life, no, but Lord, even goodness and mercy shall follow after us in the name of Jesus. Riches, honor, life, Lord, shall follow after us in the name of Jesus. Beke bede be aba babu shabara ba araba ba ya kaya de be asan de be. In the mighty name of Jesus, Luke chapter 17 verse 5, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. We find here that faith is in levels. Faith is in levels. Another scripture that makes us see that faith is in levels, when Jesus said that if your faith is as living little as a mustard seed, you will say unto the mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. So faith is in levels, and so the Lord can increase our faith. That which we did in 2025, in 2026, we see more exploits because of an increase in faith in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, increase my faith so I can handle and steward others in your favor correctly. In Jesus' name, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Increase my faith, O Lord. Increase my faith, O Lord. Increase our faith, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Like you did, Lord, even unto the disciples, Lord. Increase our faith, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. My to be effective stewards, Lord, even over others, in the name of Jesus. That we won't chicken out, Lord, that we won't fail, but Lord, we will succeed in accountability in the mighty name of Jesus. Increase our faith, oh Lord. Every officer, Lord, even increase your faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Every minister in the ministry, increase your faith in the name of Jesus. Every coordinator, increase your faith in the name of Jesus. Mazaki bedebea, rababaya, tabababu, shekebedebe, ayande de 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 be, kebezebedebe, ande, mayando do 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 de bedebe. At our workplaces, increase our faith. Exploits in the name of Jesus. Exploits in even oversight over others. Exploits, Lord, even in taking all, even stewardship over others in the name of Jesus. Stewardship over projects, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Over people, in the name of Jesus. Increase our faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 37 verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord. So in all that we do, we must not neglect delighting in the Lord. Delight thyself also. Also. So in our service, we cannot serve grudgingly. We cannot serve unwillingly. We cannot serve with complaints. We cannot serve with doubt. Delight thyself also in the Lord. So we are praying, and you see the reward there, that he shall give thee the designs of thy heart. So when the service is not delightsome, the rewards are not received. The rewards do not manifest when the service is not delightsome. The Lord help us this year that in all our efforts will be delightsome in service in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We are praying that, Father in heaven, help me delight in you above all, that my desires may align with your will. In Jesus' name, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Spirit of joy, Spirit of peace, Holy Spirit, help us, fill us with delight in the name of Jesus, delight in every effort of service, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we serve, Lord, even correctly, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord. This year, let our service, Lord, even be filled with delight. Let it be delightsome in the name of Jesus. Lord, regardless of economic situations that we see around us, regardless of relationship challenges that we see around us or we experience, in the name of Jesus, regardless of any challenges that we face, we pray in the name of Jesus, crying out unto you, that this year let it be a year of delightsome service unto you. that rewards, kingdom rewards, Lord, even shall be made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall not delay. Rebebe kabaya do 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 bo seke berebe rababaya derebe kabaraba ayan derebe keberebe ayan do 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 bo san derebe kabab. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, there's the promise of life that now is, and life, eternal life, that is to come. That means that there's the promise that even after death, you have access to eternal life being in the presence of God. Maybe if I ask you right now that if you die today, where will you go? You don't know, but the word of the Lord explicitly tells us that for everyone who received him, and even those who believed on his name, the Lord Jesus gave them power to become sons of God, children of the Most High God. Today, if you will believe that Jesus died, rose up again on the third day, and now he's the resurrection and the life, and he alone is the way to eternal life. If you can believe that he's the Son of God and that he has the power to save you, if you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth that he is Lord, that is all you need to access eternal life. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner unable to save myself. I acknowledge that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I surrender my life to your Lordship from today and forever. I give you all the glory and the praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
Let us with a glad praise the Lord, for he is kind, for his mercy shall endure, ever faithful, ever sure. Let us sing. Ministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. You're warmly welcome to the family of God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved. and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Though music, stand out with God.